KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
28-27, the score. Missouri Western with the lead as we get set for the second half. Emporia State will have the ball to start the second half. Emporia State will be playing to the basket to our left in this half. Caden Evans, Elijah Comethier, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, Owen Long, and Nogs Wawasik will start the second half for Emporia State. The Griffins will go with Reed Kemp, Julius Dixon, Matt Nunez, Tay Fields, and Jerron Thomas. And Jerron Thomas draws the assignment of guarding Owen Long, and he's been following him everywhere. Here's Nogs Wawasik out front with a basketball. Stop and go, drives in the lane, spins, shot up and left it a little bit short. Hit the front end of the rim and rolled off, and rebound to Missouri Western. In the front court with a basketball, Reed Kemp for Missouri Western. Swings it left side, pass intercepted. Caden Evans feeds it up the floor. Owen Long gives it back to Caden Evans. Layup is good, and we're going to get a flopping call on Missouri Western. They're going to assess Reed Kemp with the flop. And a free throw coming for Owen Long. And Emporia State. Gets the basket from Caden Evans. And the free throw is good by Owen Long. And Emporia State leads it 30-28. It turns out to be a three-point play for Emporia State. Reed Kemp across the timeline with the basketball. Works it out front, keeping the dribble. Feeds it on the wing right side to Tay Fields. Now back out front they go to Jerron Thomas. And this is Julius Dixon in traffic. Reverse layup missing, no good for Jerron Thomas on the rebound in Emporia State. Nogs Wawasik gives it off to Caden Evans. Caden fids it in the corner. Elijah Comethier back to Nogs on the elbow. Back out front, middle of the floor. Owen Long for Emporia State. Looking to drive down the lane. Gives it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt. They get it in the deep right corner to Nogs Wawasik, and his three-point shot way off the mark, and the rebound goes to Missouri Western. They bring it up the floor. Get into the paint to Kemp. Now a pass intercepted by Elijah Comethier up the floor. Nogs Wawasik gives it off. Caden Evans to Nogs. Shovels it down low to Elijah Comethier, who gets the stuff. Timeout, Missouri Western. Great ball movement by Emporia State. Elijah Comethier gets the stuff. He has 16, and the Hornets are up 32-28. That's their biggest lead of the ball game, and this is a timeout taken by Missouri Western. This will be a full timeout since it's the first called timeout of the second half. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Well, Emporia State off to a quick start, a 5-0 run to start the second half. After trailing at halftime by one, so a good start to the second half for the Emporia State Hornets. Elijah Comethier with a basket. He also had the steal, so he started it on the defensive end and finished it on the offensive end. Emporia State being led by Elijah with 16 points. Missouri Western being led by Julius Dixon with 12. 18-19 to play here in the first half. Emporia State will be sending Nogs Wawasik, Elijah Comethier, Owen Long, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Caden Evans onto the floor. Missouri Western counters with Jerron Thomas along with Julian Dixon. Zion Swader will check in. Also staying on the floor, Matt Nunez and Tay Fields. Out front with it is Thames. He throws it away. He tried a long skip pass, and it sails out of bounds. Turnover gives it right to Emporia State. Substitution for Missouri Western. Reese Glover will check in. replacing Jerron Thames. And Coach Will Martin has a little coaching opportunity with Jerron. Owen Long into front court. Gives it off to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Gives it off to Nogs Wolasik out front. Coming out to apply pressure is Swader. They get it in the paint to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt going up with a shot. He's going to be fouled. He was going for the dunk. He gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for Missouri Western will be Reese Glover. His first team foul, number one, here in the second half on Missouri Western. And Peyton Rogers-Schmidt stepping to the free throw line. Peyton was 6 points in the first half. First free throw was up and good for Peyton. Gives him 7 points in the game. Peyton on the season, just a 64% free throw shooter, but he's been shooting free throws well as of late. Second free throw rims out, no good. Tay Fields gets the rebound. 33-28, Emporia State with a 5-point lead. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Out front with the basketball. This is Swader. Gets it off to Nunez. Now they work it out front to Glover. On the wing right side to Dixon. Dixon trying to drive. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Spinning. Shot blocked by Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. But it goes right out to Reese Glover, who knocks down a three-pointer. All that work for a three-point shot that goes in good. 33-31, Emporia State up by two. Owen Long gives it out to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Almost passed it off to... Now Peyton driving to the basket. Shot up. It's good. And he's fouled. Nice drive by Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. That gives him 9 in the game, looking for 10. Picking up the personal foul will be Matt Nunez, his first team foul, number 2, on the Griffins. And Peyton Rogers-Schmidt stepping to the free throw line once again. His free throw is good. 10 points for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, having an outstanding ball game. Makes it 36-31, Emporia State with a 5-point lead. In the front court with a basketball for the Griffins. This is Swader. Gives it off to Dixon. Dixon now hands it off to Tate Fields. Fields driving on Caden Evans. Spinning. Puts up the shot. Left it short. Rebound tipped around. And shot gets blocked as Will Eames had the rebound. Stick back gets blocked by Emporia State. And the Hornets come back the other way. Hornets with some big defense around the rim. Elijah Cometh there. Left corner three. Nails it. A Haircrafters three for Elijah Cometh here. He has 19, and the Hornets are up by 8 at 39-31. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Out front with the basketball, this is Will Eames, gives it off to Dixon. Dixon picks up the dribble, top the key, it goes to Fields, looking to drive, shot clock at 7, pass to Dixon, gets deflected. His shot is up. It's no good. Offensive rebounds missing. And a rebound to Emporia State. That shot missing by Glover. And the Hornets come the other way. Elijah Cometh here. Left wing thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Now gets it out front to Owen Long. Down to 15:44 to play in the game. 39-31 Emporia State. Knocks Wolasik with the ball. High post left side. It goes to Elijah Cometh here. Shot clock now down to 10. Owen Long, middle of the floor, working against Dixon. Feeds it out to Caden Evans. Now to Nodge Luoxi underneath the basket. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Will Eames there to grab the defensive rebound. Driving with the ball in the lane, going to the shot. With the basketball that time was Tay Fields, and he gets a shot blocked, but he's fouled by Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. And going to the free throw line will be, Zion Swader was the player who gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Zion Swader, first free throw is up and good. That's his first point of the ball game. He averages 6 a ball game. He is a 67% free throw shooter. That's his 23rd made free throw of the season. His second free throw is no good, and the rebound. Oh, they call a lane violation on Emporia State. Does John Moore. So Zion Swader will get a second opportunity to make his second free throw. Free throw, this one is up, and this one is good. So he makes both of his free throws. 39-33, Emporia State with a six-point lead. Western will apply some backcourt pressure. Owen Long with the basketball. Feeds it into front court to Caden Evans. Now back to Owen Long, middle of the floor. Working against Tay Fields. Bounce pass, high post, right side, left side. It goes to Elijah Cometh there. Feeds it back door. Caden Evans gets the layup. Somebody forgot to latch the back door. Hornets up 41-33. 14:46 to play. In the front court with a basketball. This is Zion Swader. Has it on the wing left side. Picks up the dribble. Goes in the corner to Dixon. Back on the elbow. It goes to Swader. Now to Glover. Driving along the baseline. Bounces it out of bounds off of Peyton Rogers Schmidt with 10 seconds on the shot clock. And that'll take us to our second media timeout. Or actually, this is our first media timeout. Excuse me. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
41-33, Emporia State with the lead. 14:28 to play in the ball game. North Missouri Western will have the ball to play in bounds with 10 seconds on the shot clock. They play it into Will Eames. Backing down against Noggs Wasik, trying to go up with a shot, and they're going to call a foul on Noggs. For Noggs, that will be his first personal foul. First or second team foul here in the second half. And this will put Will Eames at the free throw line. Will with 6 first half points, and the first free throw is good. That gives him 7 in the ball game. Will again missed 7 games due to an hand injury. He was back in the lineup against Washburn. They defeated Washburn on Wednesday night, 81-80 in overtime. Will Eames on the season is a 69% free throw shooter, but he makes both of these free throws. Makes it 41-35 Emporia State with a lead by 6. Western with the pressure in backcourt. Noggs Wawasik needs some help. Gives it off to Caden Evans. Caden's across the timeline. Now Hornets with the basketball. Middle of the floor, Owen Long. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Top of the key, it goes to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Gives it off to Noggs Wawasik. Working against the pressure of Zion Swader. Gets it down low. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, layup is good. Nice feed in the lane by for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. He has 12, his season high and career high at Emporia State is 14 points against Arkansas Tech back in 21. So he's close to his career high. This is Will Eames spinning in the lane. Layup goes down. Wow. Acrobatic shot goes down for Will Eames. He has 10. Caden Evans has it in the deep right left corner for Emporia State. Now to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, to Elijah Cometh there. Now to Owen Long, 13:23 to play. 43-37 Emporia State. Owen Long kicks it out to Noggs Wawasik. Kicks it out to Caden Evans, to Owen Long, left corner three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. In the front court, Tay Fields. Little Euro step finger roll layup, no good for Missouri Western's. Jerron Thames, rebound goes out of bounds. They say it was last touch by Emporia State's Caden Evans. Western trying to get the ball inbounds. The count is on. They'll have to lob it way out front to Will Eames. Picked up by Caden Evans. Don't reach too much. They're going to call it. He blocks it away from him. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Hornet basketball. Oh, don't listen to me, Caden. I'll give you bad advice. Caden Evans reached in and knocked the ball away, and Emporia State gets the turnover. 12:58 to go in the game. 43-37 Emporia State. 6-point lead for the Hornets. Owen Long across the timeline, picked up by Julius Dixon. He's been on him all afternoon long. Owen, middle of the floor, shot clock at 16, drives past him, kicks it out to Atavian Butler. He'll shoot the three. Not this time. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. There to grab it, Tay Fields. Tay Fields in the lane. Shot blocked by Elijah Comethyr. Feet up the floor, Butler to the rim. His shot gets blocked, but they're going to call goaltending. Count the bucket for Atavian Butler. And it's 45-37, 8-point lead for Emporia State. 12:23 to play. Hold a basketball brought to you by the station, Emporia's nightclub, an event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Swader into front court. He'll feed the ball off to Jerron Thames. Jerron, middle of the floor. Passes it left side to Swader. Back to Thames on the wing right side. Looking to drive in the lane. Takes it in the paint. Dumps it down low. Williams, his layup is good. And he's going to get fouled by Peyton Roger Schmidt, who tried to block the shot. So give Will Eames 12 points and looking for 13 for Peyton Roger Schmidt. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on Emporia State here in the second half. And Will Eames will go to the free throw line. Will averages 11 a game, and he makes the free throw. That gives him 13. 45-40, 5-point Emporia State lead with 11:57 to go. So still a lot of basketball to be played in this contest. Owen Long across the timeline. Bounce pass, left elbow. It goes to Atavian Butler, now to Caden Evans. Back to Owen Long, gets a screen, takes it to the free throw circle. Peyton Roger Schmidt, right corner three, gets in and out, no good. Rebound, tipped out, it goes to Missouri Western there to grab it. Zion Swader in the lane, shot gets blocked, but a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. This will put Tay Fields at the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Picking up the foul for Emporia State, Elijah Comethyr, that's his first, team foul number 4, and Tay Fields will step to the free throw line. Tay Fields, 1-for-2 this afternoon, and the first free throw crawls in for him. Now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. He'll get a second free throw. Second free throw is also good for Tay Fields. 45-42, 3-point ball game. Emporia State's led by as many as 8. They've trailed by 8. That was in the first half. Owen Long across the timeline with the basketball. Picked up by Julius Dixon. Tries it to the left side. Kicks it in the corner. Caden Evans for 3. He hit it. A hair crafter's 3 for Caden Evans. That gives him 7. Hornets back up by 6 at 48-42. Hornets pressuring in backcourt. Williams with the basketball, and they'll let him dribble it into front court as we hit the 11-minute mark. This is Thames with the basketball. Emporia State backing off on him. Thames dribbles it to the right side. Looking to drive. Now he'll kick it out to Dixon for 3. He hit it. Julius Dixon with his first basket of the second half. It's a 3-pointer. That gives him 15 for the game, and it's back to a 3-point ball game. 48-45. And he was way beyond the 3-point line. Owen Long almost lost the dribble. Boy, Julius Dixon is really guarding him well. Top the key, Atavian Butler open for 3. No, rebound. Loose on the floor. Missouri Western comes up with it. Loose ball picked up by Jerron Thames, and he says, let's slow it down, guys. 48-45 Emporia State as we near the halfway mark of the second half. James has it on the wing right side, drives it in the lane, kicks it out to Dixon. Dixon tried to drive, spinning, shooting, and scoring off the glass. He has 6'7", sophomore from Fayetteville, Missouri, and he's playing like a guard. And he does offer some challenges for Emporia State. He has 17 points, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Emporia State with 9:43 to play. The Hornets up only 48-47. And Coach Craig Doty using the timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. And it will turn into the media timeout as well. Hornet basketball brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
9:43 to play in the game. 48-47. Emporia State with the lead. They'll have the ball out of the timeout. Owen Long, Nagswa Wasik, Elijah Cometh there, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, and Atavian Butler on the floor for Emporia State. Nags with the basketball, trying to drive. Picks up the dribble, needs some help, gives it off to Owen Long. On Long in the paint, gives a baseline to Peyton Rogers Schmidt, almost lost it, and now has it knocked away from him. Griffins get a steal as the Hornets try to get it in the paint. Across the timeline with the basketball, Jerron Thames, they can retake the lead. Emporia State's led by as many as eight. Jerron Thames gets it down low to Will Eames. Shot up, no good, and a foul on the rebound, or a foul on the shot. They're going to call it on Peyton Rogers Schmidt. That's his third. And going to the free throw line will be Will Eames. Will getting two free throws. This will be his fourth and fifth free throw attempt to the ball game. Free throw is up and good for Will Eames, and he ties the game at 48. He has 14 points. Mayim Boone will check in for Emporia State. So will Caden Evans. Setting down will be Atavian Butler along with Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Will will get his second free throw here, and he can give the lead back to Missouri Western, and he does. Western had the lead 28-27 at halftime, and Emporia State went on a little run, and now the Griffins have gone on a run to tie this game up after Emporia State led at 45-37. Here's a Nagja Wasik top the key. Elijah Cometh there from the free throw line. Floater up and no good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Well, the Hornets going a little cold here as of late. Their last field goal came with 11-11 to play, so they've gone almost 3 minutes without a field goal. Their last lead, their largest lead, was 45-38. Driving to the basket will be Jerron Thames, and he gets fouled. It'll be a foul out of bounds. It'll be a foul on Mayim Boone, and that is the fifth team foul on Emporia State. For Mayim, that is his second personal foul. So Sam Baker will check in for Emporia State. Missouri Western on a 12-3 run right now. Griffins play it in, bounce to Will Eames, working against Elijah Cometh there. Feeding in the lane, shot up, no good. Rebound, tip in, good for Tay Fields. He missed the first attempt, but he was able to tip in a second attempt. That gives him 5 points in the game, and the Griffins have a 51-48 lead. Here's Owen Long. Kicks it out to Sam Baker for a three. No. Rebound goes to Will Eames, and the Hornets keep, they're getting open looks, just knocking down the threes. They are now 4 of 20 from beyond the arc, only 20%. I think you'd like to maybe get it right to the rim. 51-48, Missouri Western with a lead by three with 7:48 to play. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all season long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Shot missing for Thames. Rebound goes to Elijah Cometh there. Going to the rim. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line with a two-shot opportunity. Picking up the personal foul will be Will Eames. That is his first. Only the third team foul here in the second half on Missouri Western. And Elijah Cometh there with 19 points. He had four at halftime, so only 5 points so far here in the second half. And his first free throw was good. Gives him 20 points on the night. Elijah's season high was 28 against Nebraska Kearney at home. Second free throw for Elijah is also good. 21 points for Elijah. 51-50, one-point ball game, 7:27 to go. Now Hornets just need a defensive stop here. Mayim Boum, Owen Long, Elijah Cometh here, Caden Evans, and Sam Baker on the floor for Emporia State right now. Western with the basketball at the point. This is Zion Swader. Now gives it off to Jerron Thames. Kicks it left side to Fields. Trying to back down. Fadeaway shot. No good. Rebound goes to Owen Long for Emporia State. Tough shot. Here's Owen. He'll kick it out to Caden Evans. Long three. Yes! A hair crafter's three for Caden Evans. He has 10. And it's 53-51 Emporia State. Call Mark Kraft. 620-342-6172. Make an appointment at hair crafters at 1027 commercial at Emporia. Down to 6:37 to play. Hornets back up by two. This is Jerron Thames with the basketball. Get it to Will Eames. Driving down low. Has the ball taken out of him. His hands by Owen Long. And the Hornets get a steal up the floor. Sam Baker left open for three. Yes! How about that one? Dagger's time. Sam Baker knocks down a hair crafter's three. And the Hornets are up 56-51. Timeout Missouri Western. Full timeout taken by the Griffins, and the Hornets are back on top by five, 56-51. Back-to-back threes by Emporia State. Sam Baker knocked out a huge three, and Caden Evans knocked out a huge three. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for that special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Of course, you know there's Valentine's Day coming up. Carey's Diamonds, a great place to find a Valentine's Day gift for that special someone in your life. Well, Emporia State and Missouri Western in a back-and-forth affair. Hornets have the lead right now, 56-51. Let's check in on how things are going in Manhattan. Ooh, not good for the Cats. They're now trailing by four. 60-56 with 6:17 to play. K-State led at halftime 36-25. They've been outscored 35-20 in the second half. Again, earlier today, Iowa State defeated Kansas 68-53. Missouri Western will have the ball out of the timeout. As they go with Jerron Thames along with Tay Fields, Will Eames, also Julius Dixon, and Reese Glover on the floor for the Griffins. This is Julius Dixon, 17 points on the afternoon. They give it to Glover, working off a screen, three-point shot off the back iron, no good, long rebound though, goes right into the hands of Julius Dixon. Glover has it left side, gets it off to Dixon. Shot clock at 13. They get it to Will Eames. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Now they go on the right side to Thames, spinning in the lane. He'll kick it in the corner. Glover open for a three. No. Rebound long, and Missouri Western comes up with it. Glover launches a big three from in front of the bench on the Tommy Smith signature on the court. Reese Glover with nine. Makes it 56-54. Two-point lead for Emporia State. Owen Long kicks it out to Sam Baker. Top the key, Elijah Cometh here. Back to Sam Baker on the wing, right side. Back top the key to Owen Long. Owen Long gives it out to Sam Baker. Penetrates in the paint. Kicks it out to Comet there. Left elbow three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound to Jerron Thames for Missouri Western. 5 minutes to go in this contest. 56-54 Emporia State. Thames gives it off to Dixon for a three. No. Rebound goes to Emporia State's Elijah Comethier. Dodge the bullet there. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step. Next Tech Wireless located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Owen Long. Free throw circle. Fadeaway shot. Off no good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Mayan Boom tried to tip it in but came up empty. Rebound goes to the Griffins. Hornets have the lead, 56-54, 4-19 to play. Out front with it, Tay Fields gives it off to Dixon. Dixon to Thames on the wing left side. Back top the key to Will Eames. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger, gives it off to Thames. Drives to the basket, puts up the floater, missed it. Rebound stick back good, though, for Tay Fields. Somebody's got to get a body on him. He has seven, and we're tied at 56 with 3:59 to play. Owen Long across the timeline. Kicks it out to Sam Baker for a three. Left it way short. Hit the side of the rim and the rebound for the Griffins. They'll lob it up the floor. They get it down low. Shot blocked by Caden Evans, but he's going to be whistled for a foul. And that will send Jerron Thames to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. Before he does that, we go to our media timeout. 3:44 to play in the game, all tied at 56. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that Bungie operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bungie provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bungie North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
3:44 to play in the game, all tied at 56, Emporia State and Missouri Western. Missouri Western's Jerron Thames will be at the free throw line. This is his first trip to the charity stripe this afternoon. He's made 28 of 38 on the season. First free throw is on the way and rims away, no good. He'll get a second free throw. That, by the way, was the seventh team foul on Emporia State, so the Griffins get the 1-1 the rest of the way. Second free throw. This one is also no good. And the rebound to Emporia State's Elijah Comethier. He's having another big game to go along with his 21 points. He has seven rebounds. Top the key, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt gives it off to Knoxville Wasik. Drives it to the right side of the floor. Getting to the rim, gets it inside. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt with an easy layup. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, 14 points. That ties his career high at Emporia State. 58-56 Emporia State. This is Jerron Thames with the basketball. Has it on the wing right side. Shovels it off to Tay Fields. He drives to the basket and a foul first on Emporia State's Lavelle Ziegler. His first, but team foul number eight. And going to the free throw line will be Tay Fields. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 3:05 to play in the game. 58-56 Emporia State with a lead. Caden Evans will check in for Emporia State, replacing Lavelle Ziegler. This is a 1-1 for Fields. First free throw is up and good. He'll get the bonus. 8 points for Tay Fields. He'll get a second free throw here. He eyes the mark, and this free throw is also good. 9 points for Tay Fields, making it 58 all. Owen Long will bring it across the timeline. Picked up top the free throw circle by Dixon. Now Nogs Wawasik with the basketball to Owen Long on the wing right side. Now being guarded this time by Fields. And he steps out of bounds. Turnover gives it to Missouri Western. And Coach Craig Doty wanting a foul call. But he's not going to change the points up at the scoreboard that says 8-3. 58-58 the score. Western with the ball, 2:44 to play. This is Thames with the basketball. Gives it off to Dixon. Now back out front, it goes to Fields. Now gives it off to Glover. Glover's knocked down a couple of big threes. This is Dixon, he's knocked down a lot of big shots. This is Fields, goes back door. Knox Wasik didn't realize exactly where Jerron Thames was, and he gets the easy stuff. He has eight, and the Griffins are up by a pair. 60-58 with 2:14 to play. Owen Long almost has the ball stripped away, and they get a timeout. And Coach Craig Doty asking for maybe equal calls as he's talking with John Moore. He's not happy with the foul disparity, 8-3. Florida State used a timeout. And I'm not sure how many timeouts that they have left. But the Hornets trail it 60-58. Hornets have 18 seconds on the shot clock. The Griffins really extending their defense. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Caden Evans will play the ball inbounds. Owen Long getting set to receive the pass. Owen gets the inbounds pass. He's picked up immediately by Julius Dixon, who's covered him all afternoon long. Knox Wawasik with a basketball. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Top the key to Caden Evans with 8 seconds. He's working against Glover. Kicks it off to Elijah Cometh there. 3 seconds. Gets the defense up in the air. Shoots it up. Missed it. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Probably not the best shot, but that's as good as they were going to get. Good defense from the Griffins, and they can add to their 2-point lead here. Jerron Thames across the timeline with 1:38 to go. Gives it off to Glover. Top the key, it goes to Fields. Fields gives it off to Dixon. Dixon takes it from right, left to right, keeping the dribble. Now he shovels it off to Glover, to Eames. Now they go down low. They get it inside to Dixon. Dixon in traffic, layup good. 19 points for Dixon, and it's a 4-point lead for Missouri Western. Down to 1:14 to go. Hornets need a basket. Owen Long kicks it out to Caden Evans. Drives to the basket. Layup good for Caden Evans. There's your basket. Caden with 12. 62-60. Hornets now need a stop as we hit the 1-minute mark. Can the Hornets do it? They need a stop. This is Tay Fields with the basketball. Working way out front. Down to 14 seconds on the shot clock. Trying to drive. Slips and goes down to the floor. Kicks it out to Williams. Open for three. No. Rebound. Emporia State's Caden Evans. Gives it off to Knox Wawasik. Knox will get it across the half-court stripe. And Emporia State will take a timeout with 31 seconds to play in the game, trailing 62-60. This will be a full timeout for Emporia State. And I think the Hornets, the scoreboard doesn't tell me how many timeouts are left. But the Hornets need at least a basket to tie it to see if maybe they can keep the Griffins from scoring the game winner before the end of the game. There's a differential of about 8 seconds, a little over 8 seconds between the game clock and the shot clock. So there would be more than enough time if Emporia State decided to take it down to the bare minimum. Emporia State being led by Elijah Cometh there with 21 points. Elijah's season high was 28 against Nebraska Kearney. 14 points for Peyton Roger Schmidt. That ties his career high. He scored 14 points against Arkansas Tech in 21. 12 points for Caden Evans, all those coming in the second half. Missouri Western being led by Julius Dixon with 19. Will Eames with 15. Those are the only two players in double figures for the Griffins. Hornets will have the ball to play and bounce across the way right in front of the Hornet bench. Caden Evans, Knox Wawasik, Elijah Comethier, Owen Long, and Peyton Roger Schmidt on the floor. Owen Long or Knox Wawasik driving to the basket, missed it, and a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. And Coach Craig Doty wanted a foul called, but he's not going to get the call. And we'll go to the other end and shoot free throws. Stepping to the free throw line for Missouri Western will be Will Eames, who is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. That foul was called on Peyton Roger Schmidt, his fourth. Will Eames' free throw is good. That makes it a 3-point ball game. 63-60 and 16 points for Will Eames. He can make it a 4-point ball game with 23 seconds to play, and he does. Owen Long across the timeline for the with the basketball. He'll pull up for three. He gets knocked to the floor. No call. Rebound loose on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball. Alternate possession gives the ball to Missouri Western. Twelve seconds to play in the game, and Missouri Western will take a timeout, and Coach Craig Doty just not too sure about and Coach Craig Doty not real happy by the lack of calls going Emporia State's way. He felt like that there was a travel violation and there was some sort of violation, but the call doesn't go their way. And he's talking with both John Moore and Roger Schmitz, saying we get whistled for a foul on our end, but they don't get a foul on the other end. 12 seconds to play in the game, 64-60, Missouri Western with a lead. Griffins will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Hornets need a steal, a basket, and a foul. They play the ball inbounds, and a foul's going to be called in backcourt. And this will send Zion Swader to the free throw line. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Knogs Wawasik. Now the Hornets led by 8 points with 12:21 to play in the game at 45-37. Since that time, Missouri Western has outscored Emporia State as the free throw misses. That was two free throws. The first free throw no good for Missouri Western's Zion Swader. Western has outscored Emporia State 17-15 since the Hornets had the 8-point lead at 47-35. No, that's not quite right. That's 27-15. Second free throw is good for Zion Swader, and that's a 5-point ball game. 65-60. Owen Long for three. It's missing. Rebound goes to Missouri Western, and that's going to be the ball game. Our final score, Missouri Western wins it. 65-60 over Emporia State. Hornets just didn't have enough down the stretch. And the Griffins come from 8 down in the final 12 minutes to get the victory. We'll be back with our post game right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal Construction offers residential, ag, and commercial metal roofing. Shoal offers designer rib steel, including standing seam or screw-down panels or stone-coated steel. Shoal Construction has financing available with low monthly payments. When it's time for a new metal roof, remember Shoal Construction. They will travel to you and provide free estimates. Call 620-591-2907. That's 620-591-2907. Find them on Google or Facebook. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
Feed your hunger, quench your thirst, and catch all the big games at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Great fresh food, including tasty sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, steaks, salads, and weekday lunch specials. Bruff features over 30 TVs, including a mega HD projector. Not a bad seat in the house. See you at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th. It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
65-60, the final score. Missouri Western gets the victory over Emporia State. They get the season sweep over the Hornets. A back-and-forth game. 12 lead changes, 4 ties. Emporia State led for 17 minutes, 45 seconds. Trailed for 20 minutes, 19 seconds. But it was the last 2 minutes of the ball game that Emporia State just couldn't find a way to re-get the lead back, and the Griffins, credit to them, found a way to get stops and make some baskets and get the victory over Emporia State. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for Missouri Western, led by Julius Dixon with 19, 17 for Will Eames. Those were the only players in double figures as far as points score. Tay Fields with 9 points, 15 rebounds. 9 points also for Reese Glover. 8 points for Jerron Thames. 3 points in the game for Zion Swader. For Emporia State, they were led by Elijah Cometh here for the second game of the row. 21 points for Elijah. Peyton Rogers Schmidt with a new, tying a career high, 14 points, also had 5 rebounds, had 2 assists, had a steal. 10 points for Caden Evans, 5 points for Owen Long, 3 points for Nogs Wawasik and for Sam Baker, 2 points for Octavian Butler, Mayim Boom with 2 points. Lavelle Ziegler and Gage McGuire and Mason Thiessen played but did not score. Looking at the team numbers, the Griffins, 22 of 56 from the floor, 39%, 6 of 17 from the three-point line, 35%, and this is where they won the ball game, 15 of 19 at the free throw line for 79%. Emporia State shot 42% from the floor, 23 of 54. They were 6 of 26 from beyond the arc, so both teams made 6 threes. That was 23%. Emporia State went to the free throw line 11 times. They were 8 of 11, 72%. Emporia State gets out rebounded 43 to 27. Leading rebounder for Missouri Western was Tay Fields with 15. Emporia State's leading rebounder, Elijah Cometh here, with 7. 9 rebounds also for Will Eames on the afternoon. Emporia State turned the ball over 9 times. Western turned the ball over 12 times. Off those turnovers, Emporia State would score 18 points. Western scored 14 points. In the paint, Emporia State outscores Missouri Western 30 to 26. Second chance points, Missouri Western outscores Emporia State 14 to 10. They had 15 offensive rebounds, Emporia State only 6. Tay Fields had 6 of those offensive rebounds. Fast break points, Emporia State outscores Missouri Western 12 to 5, and the Western bench outscores the Emporia State bench 29 to 7. The Griffins led 28-27 at the half. Poirier State led for parts of that second half, but they get outscored 37-33 in the second half. Poirier State again led for 17 minutes, 45 seconds. Their biggest lead was by 8. That came in the second half when they led 45-37. The biggest deficit was by 8 when they trailed 19-11. That in the first half. With the loss, the Emporia State men fall to 17-6. They are 11-6 in the MIAA. Missouri Western now 10-12 on the season. They are 6-10 in the MIAA. Final score once again, Missouri Western 65, Emporia State 60. Our halftime, our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Again, the Griffins win it 65-60. We'll continue with more on our Prairie Land Partners postgame show right after this timeout. You're listening to Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Is it time for a flooring update in your home? Visit.